Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And in today's podcast, we are going to be talking about the top five things that you need for at-home training. So we are sharing our top tips for if you are someone who likes to incorporate your fitness from home to get maximum results. So Laura, do you work out at home at all? I know that you used to. I don't know if you do anymore. Do you?
I do. I try to mostly, like most of the time I work out at the gym because I'm more into, you know, heavier weight training and I don't have all that equipment at home. Mm-hmm. But of course I always, my car is like a mobile gym. Like if you open up my trunk, you'd see like crazy mats and gliders and resistance bands and all this stuff. So I work out at home. I work out on the go. I work out. I sound like I'm an addict, but I do work out at home. That was my long-winded answer.
Well, no, because I know that you used to, when we lived together, we used to always work out at home and sometimes together. And so I was just curious. I didn't know if you still did. I know for me, being like a new mom and everything else, it's actually like the key to my like success right now, because scheduling anything in and trying to actually get somewhere is like kind of like a little cray cray. So for me, it's like, it is totally my go-to, my 100% go-to, especially on days when I just can't fit something else in. So that being said, we are going to share our top five at-home training tips. So the first training tip that we want to say is, I think like probably one of the most important ones, which is variety is the spice of life. The reason why this is number one when it comes to at-home training is that in order to keep you motivated and moving, you got to switch it up because it's so easy to get stuck in a rut. Just like if you're at the gym though too, but really when you're at home, it's so easy just to like do the same thing over and over and over again, right? Like it's just like, it's one of those things where you just like, you buy the DVD and you do the same DVD day in, day out, day in, day out. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, 30 days later, you're like, okay, I've memorized this. I'm super bored. And when you become super bored, your body starts like basically becoming bored too. It won't react the same way.
Well, and I also find like, when it comes to, like, even when it comes to food, like, you want to be eating a lot of different types of foods to get various nutrients and to keep your taste buds excited. Like, so, for example, if you're doing green smoothies and you're doing spinach every single day, eventually the spinach doesn't work for you in a sense anymore. You know, like, you right. want to rotate everything to get, you know, different types of minerals and nutrients. And it's, like, the same thing with your workouts. Like, not only do you want your body to be challenged in different ways, and that way, you know, it keeps it guessing and it keeps it growing and evolving, but it also keeps your mind invested in your workouts. But I think that this is where a lot of people, it's a real challenge for a lot of people because we're creatures of habit, right? Like, so once you get into like your mindset, where you're like, okay, I'm going to start working out. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to go down into the basement and I'm going to do, you know, a 30-minute workout.
We're going to talk about the basement dwellers.
But you know what I mean? Like, we're going to do like a 30-minute workout. But then by nature, you know, things get busy. And next thing you know, you're doing the same workout every 30 minutes, even though you're sticking to getting in that time, you're doing the same thing. So it is something that, even though it sounds like an easy tip, like, oh yeah, variety, you know, switch it up, it's something that's so important and most people don't do it.
Totally, 100%. And so ways in which you can switch it up, I mean, and we're going to get into some, like, you know, about DVDs and libraries and all that kind of stuff and equipment. But one of the main things that you can really do is just figure out, like, you know, a couple of different options for yourself. Like, maybe you have a HIIT routine, so a high intensity interval training routine that you really like. And then maybe you have an outdoor workout that you really like. Maybe it's hiking, maybe it's going for a run outdoors or something. Because even though I'm talking about at home training, I can still consider going like hiking or something kind of like at home training, because you're not going to like a gym, you're not going to a facility to do your workout. So, you know, head outdoors and do something, or alternate between cardio and strength days. So you want to have, so that you have different options. And even if you're just flipping it, you know, every day you're doing one of those different things, that will be enough variety at least to keep you engaged and keep you interested. And one of the things I do want to point out, though, for anyone who's listening and is like not sure what to do, because you could be like, okay, that sounds cool, but I don't have a plan and I can't put together a plan because I'm not a trainer and I don't know what to do. And you feel like all overwhelmed. Invest in an online trainer or an at-home personal trainer. Like, there are trainers, we do this through FitChicks, where we actually have our trainers go to your home, set up a program for you, personal train you at home, and set up a program for you so that you are just using your own space. So you don't need to buy any fancy equipment, you don't need to invest anything more, but they will help you develop something that works for you specifically. So look for that, or look for an online training program that would make sense for you.
And the other thing that I just want to add to that too is like, yeah, and even if you can't, you know, get an online trainer, or like go online and download a 4-week, 8-week, 12-week program.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're just getting started, I think that this is a roadblock to so many people. It's because, again, you don't know what to do and you get stuck in this rut of doing the same thing over and over again because it's comfortable. You know those exercises. And exercise, people make it so intimidating. And I know even myself, I've been working out for how many years, and some programs I open for the first time and I'm like, what the heck is this mesocycle / 24 drop load, blah, blah, blah. It's like a different language if you've never heard it before. So it's really intimidating. So like, if you, you know, download a program and give yourself permission and time to really kind of, you know, research it and look at the exercises, or join an online, you know, challenge or something along those lines where they have video options too that explain the exercises, it's going to take out a lot of the stress for it. And then all you literally have to do is just carve out the time and follow along.
Exactly. Now, my second tip that I think is really important to follow when you're training at home is stop investing in equipment that you will not use. So stop spending your big bucks on the latest gadgets and equipment if you know that you may not end up using it or that you don't actually need it. Because a lot of times I find when people feel like they're going to like invest in like a home gym, or like, you know, they're going to invest in working out from home because this is what's going to work for them, they end up spending a ton of money on like, you know, treadmills and bikes, or like, you know, and then like all these different like BOSU balls and gadgets and all this kind of stuff. But test it out beforehand. Make sure that you actually feel like you enjoy it, you want to commit to it, and it's something that connects with you. Because the last thing you want to do is you want to spend like, you know, $2,000 on essentially like a clothing rack. Like, you have like this treadmill that's just like collecting dust in the corner, you know?
Oh, you mean like my health rider? I remember
what's a health rider.
Oh, geez, Louise. I remember when I was, my sister and I, we were in like, I think it was middle school, and that's when infomercials were super big. And, yeah, you know, you would stay up late and it would be all infomercials. And I think I wanted everything, like the rotisserie chicken maker and the food dehydrator. But one of them,
everybody wanted the food dehydrator.
Oh yeah. This is when I first started getting into my, you know, diet body image issue obsession. And I was like, okay, you know, watching these infomercials and thinking it was the key to like, you know, the perfect body, was this thing called the health rider. And essentially what it was like you sat on it almost like a bike holding onto the handles, and then you would push down your feet and pull with your arms. So you'd be like literally sitting, standing,
almost like air humping.
Yeah. Right. Like, still to this day, my sister and I talk about this. We're like, what the hell did that thing actually do other than like almost throw your back out? And I think, and my mom and my dad like saved up their money and bought it for us as like a joint birthday / Christmas present. And it was like exactly the same thing. We used it for probably like a week, and then we were like, okay, that's enough of that. You know, like, but there's so many things like that, you know, like the ab roller, which, you know, which for most people, it ends up just like injuring your neck, or like what the glider I had,
the gazelle.
You know, like there's so many machines that are just so like, that essentially they're not functional movements. They don't replicate anything you would do in your normal life. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, that's why still to this day, my favorite pieces of equipment, if you are going to invest in them, is a treadmill, a stairmill, or a bike, because they replicate real movements that you're going to do in your everyday life. They're going to strengthen, build mobility, things that are actually going to make a difference, as opposed to something like, you know, the elliptical. I'm not a huge fan. I've said it before, because it's not a natural motion. So, you know, there are things too, though. The thing I like now, that if you are going to, if you know, and I totally agree with you, like if you know you're going to use the piece of equipment, then invest in it. So if you're outside and you're going for your walks outside, 2 feet in a heartbeat, you're going for your jogs outside, and then you live in Canada like we do and winter comes and you're like, you know what, I'm going to stick to this. I need to get a treadmill and I will use it. Then awesome, go for it. But there's so many payment plans. Just go and do some investigation. So you don't have to shell it all out in one go. You can actually, you know, jump on with like zero interest and then you just pay a monthly fee of like $30. So that's something that's affordable.
Sorry to interrupt, but there's also, I'm not sure if it still exists, but I know that in Canada here, there was like a website where you could actually rent fitness equipment for your home.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So you didn't have to purchase it. You could actually just rent it. So a really good way of like doing that try before you buy scenario, right? So if you're like, I think maybe, you know, maybe I would really like a treadmill in my house and I think I would really use it. Maybe you try the rental and just try like literally rent it for 30 days and see like, okay, was it effective? Did I use it? Was I actually like, you know, making it a commitment or did I do it for 7 days and then just like, did it fall off the face of the planet kind of thing? Because if that's the case, then it would have been a big waste. But if you're renting it, no harm, no foul, right?
And also the other thing too is always, for equipment, fitness equipment, I'm a huge believer in going on Kijiji. You know what I mean? Like looking for things secondhand, especially if you are new to it, because the last thing, and I think it becomes really off-putting when you spend your hard-earned bucks and you're like, oh, I didn't even use it. So then when maybe mentally you're not ready to start your fitness journey, but when the next time when you are, you're going to relate that back and be like, oh, but last time I wasted so much money. I don't want to invest in it now. You know what I mean? Like it kind of plays with you. Especially when you're someone like me and I like to call myself a frugal fit chick, AKA I'm cheap. I don't want to be, you know, I only like to buy things that I actually use.
Not like me. I have a spending problem, but whatever. Well, that's another story. That's another podcast altogether.
I think that's, we'll get into that into emotional issues.
All right. So tip number three in terms of training at home. And this one is a big one, I think. And I think that you and I can both vouch for this, which is have a DVD library or a membership to a streaming site. So if you are going to spend money on stuff for at home and you don't want to spend it on equipment because maybe you don't have the space, you don't have the money, you don't have like, you know, you don't have the desire to do that, get yourself some like kick butt DVDs so that if you are in a workout rut or if you just can't decide what you want to do or if you're just not sure what to do, DVDs are amazing because if you get really good ones, you will have low impact, high impact options. And it will give you just sort of that variety that you need to constantly, but have more than one. I like, it's so important to have more than one, in my opinion. I have like probably about 100 and I'm not even exaggerating by that number. I buy every single DVD that comes out on the market pretty much, just to see what's out there. And like, there are some really amazing ones and then there are some that are like not so amazing. So spend money, spend time, or even borrow them from your public library. A lot of public libraries have them. Great way to, again, try before you buy.
Well, and the thing too, I find with like now with the direction that, you know, health and fitness is going and everything's going really online is that, you know, the online streaming sites are really kind of the way to go. And the thing that you get with those too, is you get a lot of memberships as well. So you get like a private access to a private support group and all that great stuff. If you
don't, and a lot of times nutrition plans too.
Yeah. If you don't have a community, of support, it's a really great place to go to get, you know, a lot of cheerleading too. Like I know even some of our fitness and nutrition expert students, they also are Beachbody coaches. So yeah. Beachbody, you know, is one of the, I think it is the largest like online fitness memberships, and they have, you know, all different types for anything you're into, from, you know, yoga and Pilates to MMA fighting to high intensity interval training. So you have a lot of variety in terms of what you can join. I mean, we're not involved with Beachbody. This is not an endorsement for them to sell. This is just my own experience. Yeah. Like I'm out here like, oh yeah, for sure. 100% join Beachbody. But I'm saying like from what I've seen from it, and I, you know, a lot of our students and their experience with it too, you know, it's been really great for them to make changes in their own health. And the programs are structured in a way that there's a lot of support too. So it's a great option for for people who, again, you know, you can't make it to the gym, you don't want to make it to the gym, or you don't have time to go to the gym, then you can still get that at home.
For sure. I mean, there's definitely the Beachbody. There's Fit Fusion, which I know Jillian Michaels is kind of like the head of or somehow involved in. And then there's also this new site that I just found out about called Omstars. And it's a specifically a website, a streaming site for yoga specifically. I just read about this because my teacher who I took my certification through was just featured on it. And so that's sort of how I found out about it. But it's actually run by Kino McGregor, who is like sort of a world-renowned yogi. And just like she's got some really amazing tips and really cool programming. And so she actually started this with another yogi. And so if you're looking for something specific around yoga, that's a really good one if you want to check it out. Beachbody for sure, Fit Fusion. And then, of course, you've got YouTube, right? If you go to YouTube and you Google like 20-minute HIIT workout, you'll come up with like a whole load of different videos, or, you know, 30 minute or like strength training for at home strength training and things like that. You literally will come up with so many options. So no reason to like have to even spend money, really. If you want to just like go the free route, YouTube, if you want to actually invest a little bit, DVDs, amazing, or look for streaming sites that really make sense for you. I'm like old school. I just keep buying the DVDs. I don't have any streaming stuff.
No, I don't either, but I've done online programs, and I'm actually in the midst of doing an online program right now. And at FitChicks, we're actually launching an online fitness challenge / program that's going to have all the support, because I always say this a lot to our students as well. You know, people are still in the mentality that you have to be in person to get an amazing trainer. Well, yes, one-on-one to me, when you have a trainer in front of you, is still, you know, the top tier. The way that our society is shifting is, you know, people want to have really amazing at-home options, because in all reality, like even to go see your personal trainer, it's going to take you, you know, to say 30 minutes to drive to the gym. You know, you have your session with them for an hour. You got to change afterwards, 30 minutes to drive home. So your whole session now has become 2 hours and 20 minutes for a workout. Whereas, you know, if you have a really great online trainer or an online program, you skip out on all that transit time, and you've got to meet your clients where they're at, right? Like that's what people want. If you don't have those offerings, you're missing out on a lot. So that's kind of tied into like a business talk too. But from a personal level, I know that for me, when I'm looking now for workout programs, if someone has an online option, you know, it's great, because maybe they're in somewhere like North Carolina and I could never do their programs. I can never go to their facility, but now I can experience their training at home. So
for sure. But I agree with you 100% though, that people are gearing more towards, like I said, for me, I don't have a 2 hour window to be able to go to the gym, to drive there, to get ready to train, and then to come back home. With a new baby at home, I'm like, her schedule is so unpredictable. I've got like about a 40 minute window usually, where I'm like it's a pretty safe bet that I'm okay during that 40 minutes. Outside of that, like, she like eats so much that I'm like, I never know. So it's so important that I have different options.
Completely.
So the fourth tip in terms of training at home, and this is talking about the basement dwellers, and this is have a dedicated space that excites you. So excites you is like a key thing. The reason why I say excites you is because like, it doesn't have to be like, you know, full of like rainbows and kittens and everything. It can be, and that'd be cool too, but have a space that's dedicated to you to work out in. So you want to be able to sweat in it, get inspired in it. You know, if mirrors are something that kind of like help you with your form and you really like to be able to like see that visual, have a mirror put in place, have pictures up that motivate you and get you like, you know, feeling pumped. But avoid, like, if you can, try to avoid that basement dweller idea of like, I don't know if you've ever been like, when I was looking for homes, I went into some homes and there was like literally like in the furnace room in the back corner, like a treadmill set up with like just a little speaker beside it. And I'm like, oh my God.
But we also know those are the people who aren't using it.
How? I don't know. Like, but you know what I mean? Like in my mind, I'm like, I can't even imagine like if that was like the space where I had to like go and run, I wouldn't use it. because it would just be so uninspiring, like just staring at like the furnace.
Like, I know. Just, like, I think the hard thing,
oh my gosh.
The hard thing though with the heavier pieces of equipment is obviously they can be very loud, right? So if you have them in an upstairs bedroom, the basement is usually where it kind of tends to become the workout room. So that's where, yeah, you've got to work with your space. So, you know, jazz it up, put some care into it. Like, and I mean, for me, the one thing that's super big for me with anything in life is I need light. Like, I'm very sensitive to light. So like, you know, even right now we've gone through a period of dark days, like dark, drudgy days. And I just feel my energy level like, wah, wah, you know? So like even working out in a gym that has no windows, I find it really hard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel very enclosed. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I found that works good too is putting mirrors up, because it does give more, it makes the room seem bigger. And then also having like you said, having positive quotes. Like I do when I'm doing my workouts at home too, if I'm doing just cardio, like if I'm doing some steady state cardio, that's when I kind of, I try to maximize my time and utilize it to listen to podcasts or, you know, read or study, like something that's going to, that's where I find, you know, keeps me kind of really motivated to keep going through the steady state. And then when I'm doing like a DVD, obviously you have some distractions too. So, but I do try to make the space, you know, bright and re-energizing instead of feeling like it's like closing in on you.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's like it's a big thing though, because if you're feeling like you're just like walking into a closet and just going to go stand in that closet and do your workout for like half an hour, like how many times are you going to want to go in there a week? Like you eventually you're just going to be like, ah, I can't take it anymore. So have a space that excites you. And then the fifth tip in terms of training at home is set a schedule and stick with it. I feel like setting a schedule is like my tip all the time for everything, but it's so important because I know it's easier said than done, but it's so easy to pass on your workout when you're at home, when you're like, oh, like, you know, there's no trainer checking in on me, or there's no class that's scheduled that I have to be at. Like our Fit Chicks program, it's like, if you don't show up to class, the trainer follows up with you to see where you are at. So you're actually like accountable. But when you're working out at home, it's so easy to not make yourself accountable and to just kind of be like, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. And then later just never comes, right? It happens to the best of us. So set a schedule, stick with your schedule, no compromise.
Well, and one thing I find that's, it's good to do too, is like, you know, break it down into digestible chunks. Cause I find too, when people start on this, you know, when they try to set a schedule for themselves, and I feel like this is always my tip too, is digestible chunks. But it's like, we overwhelm ourselves and we're like, you know, I'm going to do this for the next 12 weeks from now, or from now on, I'm working out at 5 a.m. before I go to work. And then, you know, you do it for 2 days and then you sleep in day three and you're like, damn it. And you're so mad at yourself. And then you're like, I'm not going to, you know, forget it. I'm not doing it. So it's almost like for the next 7 days, I'm going to get up before work and I'm going to do my workout in the morning because then it's done for the day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just do it for the next 7 days and see how I feel after that. And then reassess if this works for me. And then that way, at least if in 7 days, if you can do it for the 7 days and it feels good, you have a good foundation for the habit. And if it doesn't, then maybe you could say, okay, you know what? What I'm going to do instead is I'm going to work out as soon as I get home from work and try that out. You know, like even for like my boyfriend, like one thing that we've been trying to really do is cut down on a lot of like wasteful spending and also on waste, because just living together and seeing the amount of like even containers and things we accumulate. So like one thing that I got him was like, you know, we drink coffee. It's not a bad thing, people. But one thing was constantly having a coffee out every day. And that, you know, not only is a container for the coffee, but that's like $3 a day. So in a month, that's like pretty much like $100 on coffee you're spending. So I got him like a fancy to-go mug and I was like, okay, for the next 7 days before you go to work, like we'll do, put the coffee in at nighttime before you go to work, hit the make button. And, or when you get up in the morning, while you take your shower, just hit the make button and take coffee to work for the next 7 days. Let's see if we can do this. And now we've been doing this for like 3 weeks. But like, I think if I said, you know, from now on, we're doing this every single day, the 2 days that you fail, you're kind of like, eh. But like for 7 days, it was like, whoa. Felt accomplished, did it. And now it's become a foundation for a good habit. So it's the same thing with exercise. You just got to kind of break it down.
Agreed. 100%. And this is like a little bit of a side note thing, but one of the things that I'm guilty of too is working out at home. And this is like a little bonus tip for y'all is don't skip the hard stuff. It is so easy, not only like to skip your schedule, but it's so easy as well when you're tired or when you just really don't feel like it, or if you're just like, oh, I just really hate that move, to just skip it. Like whether it's in the DVD and they're doing burpees and you're like, oh, I hate burpees, I'm just going to do jumping jacks instead. Don't do it. Pretend like that person or that trainer, or pretend there's like this, you know, imaginary trainer watching you, and push yourself to do whatever the plan states. Don't phone it in. Like there are so many times where like I'll be doing yoga practice at home because going to the studio just wasn't making sense for me schedule wise. And I'd be like, oh, you know what? I just really don't like that. Like, I really don't like that pose. And so I'd want to skip it. And I'm like, no, I have to do it because it's part of my practice. It's part of my routine. I have to do it. Even though I don't like it, eventually the reason why I don't like it is because it's hard. Right. And it's, so it's like, if it's hard, that's when you have to do it so that you get stronger in those areas. So whatever you do, as your bonus tip, don't skip the hard stuff, push through it, make it happen. You will be grateful that you did in the end.
Oh, completely. And I think though that too, I'm just going to say one more thing on that before we wrap up, but yeah, that I think the one thing that I always say to myself, because we all want to, you know, cheap out on the hard stuff at times, but I always tell myself that like, it's, you're basically, you're creating a mindset for success. And if you give yourself permission to cut out anytime things get hard, it literally will translate into other areas in your life. So when things become a bit of a struggle or you don't want to do certain things, you will easily give yourself permission not to do it. So it's like, I know in myself, I'm like, okay, Laura, just, you know, you're not the type of person, it's 5 minutes. Do it, you know what I mean, and get through it. And it literally will translate into everything else you do if you keep practicing that and making sure that you're like, no, I'm not giving up when it gets hard. I'm going to push through this section. And then same thing the next time you're in front of like a crowd and you have to speak or you have to do something that makes you super uncomfortable, that self-discipline in a sense, it will help you in other things. So it's something that I know it seems weird. You're like, burpees, they're just burpees. I'm just skipping the burpees. Don't think of it like that. Like you're literally training your mind for a mindset of success.
Love it. Good point. All right. Well, that is all for today. Those were our top 5 tips for training at home. So remember, they are variety. Only invest in equipment that you know you're actually going to use. Stop wasting big bucks. Have a DVD library or a membership to a streaming site. Dedicate a cool space. Put up the kittens and rainbows. Make it awesome for yourself. And set a schedule. Stick with it. And don't skip the hard stuff. All right. So Laura, what would be, I don't know if like what you just said would be your number one sort of action item or like the one thing that you'd really want the listeners to take away, but what would be your, like, if the one thing, what would it be for people listening to take away from this, from our 5 tips today?
Well, I think it kind of goes in line with what I was just talking about. Like, yeah. I think the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So, you know, if you want to get into a mindset of movement, which we're going to talk about in a later podcast, but if you really want to adapt this as a lifestyle and you really want to change your health and change your body and all of this stuff, then you know you really have to like shift the mindset part of it. So you know you have to take it seriously. You can't just be like, okay, this week, you know, I'm back on it, I'm starting this, I'm doing, you know, like take the time, put in the effort to make sure you're going to be successful. Like get a good plan, set up your space properly, invest in yourself and create it. So you're not like from the beginning, you're setting yourself up for success as opposed to, you know, just half-assing it. Because for like sure. I said, everything that you, whatever you do, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So you owe it to yourself to be successful at it.
That was great. Well, mine is definitely not as profound.
I don't know where the stuff comes from. Sometimes I just pull it out, and then after I say it, I'm like, did that even make sense? Like, am I talking out of my...
No, it makes sense. It totally makes sense, and it's a really, really strong, great point. I think, you know, for me, my number one takeaway would really just be to not only have a space that excites you, but have a program that excites you, whether it is DVDs or whether it is equipment or whether, you know, if you're really getting into running or walking or if you're really getting into like cycling or things like that, that's where you invest your money. Invest your money, invest your time, find the thing that makes you tick if it's for at-home training specifically, because you need to keep it interesting and you need to keep it exciting in order to be able to stay committed to it. So figure out what that is before you invest. But once you do, invest enough so that, you know, if it is cycling, buy yourself a really good, like, at-home cycle, like an at-home bike. Or if it's running, buy yourself a good treadmill. Like, invest the money once you know for sure that that's something that you're really committed to. Because if you do cheap out on it, then you're going to end up, like, you know, if it's a bike, you might be really uncomfortable. It might be, like, really noisy if it's a treadmill, things like that. So you want to find something that is going to continue to make you happy as opposed to start frustrating you. So invest in those things and make the space happy and exciting. All right. So that's it for today. So as always, we want to hear from you. If you have any questions, if you have anything you want to add, email us info@fitchicks.ca. You can also make sure to check us out on social media at fitchicks.ca. On Instagram, we are at fitchicks and at fitchicks bootcamp on Facebook. And up and coming, we have our fitness and nutrition expert certification program coming up. Woo-woo. We're very excited. April 26, 2017, it's beginning. And you can check out fitchicksacademy.com for more information. And that's where basically if you are interested and excited about the idea of fitness and nutrition, join us, get certified, and help spread that healthy love.
Boo, yeah.
All right, well, as always, thank you so much for listening, everyone, and we will talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.